The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome to Project Independence and You here at WCWP.org. My name is Rebecca Miller, and I will be your guest host today for Project Independence and You. And co-hosting today is Otto Loos. How are you today, Otto?
Good, Rebecca. Nice to see you, as usual.
Good to see you, too. And, of course, Christina Liu, Project Independence and You radio show producer extraordinaire. And I always say that because it is true. She puts these radio shows together now for 9 years every week. So thank you so much, Christina, for all that you do.
Thank you. I love when Beck is on and she gives me that title. You know, just makes me feel better about myself.
Well, you know, that's part of the point of it. But you really do make it easy for everybody. You know, like I always say, we come on the show and all we do is sound and, you know, look good for you. And it's most appreciated. So unfortunately today, the guest was Kyle Strober, who is the executive director of the Association for a Better Long Island. And he was unable to be here today. So what you have here today will be Otto, Christina, and myself. And I think we did put together a pretty good show. You know, we plan to talk about some really good things, planning, you know, fitness, mind and body, a lot of things that I think will benefit everybody and really at any age, but definitely as we get older. So with that all being said, Otto, how are you today?
I'm good today. You know, you just said something older. One of my granddaughters lovingly calls me, "Hey, old fella."
What?
Yeah, no, I like it. I think it's great. I think one of the things about older is it is what it is.
Right.
So why make believe you're not older? You are older, you know.
Right.
And frankly, you have to be thankful for the fact that you've got to be older, because a lot of people don't get there. So you know, you look back in your life, and which I like to do, reflect on what you've been through and what you've learned. And older is not bad. It's not a bad thing at all.
And it's really a relative term, right? Because I'm older and Christina, well, she's not older, but, you know, she's older to some.
Well, she's older than she was when the show started.
She certainly was.
And Otto is slightly older than last week. Well, 2 weeks ago when he was here, because he celebrated a birthday.
That's true.
I was going to save it for the second hour, but I had to mention it now because it's an older thing. So, you know, I'm having a little socially distanced cake up for Otto. And Otto, we have a little Jets.
Oh, very nice.
A little Jets, a little the man of the hour. And so just a happy birthday to Otto.
I can't see this too much, but
he has his birthday present that I sent him.
Oh, and Otto, I also have a little something for you here.
Oh, I like it. It's like The Bachelor.
The rose.
Very
would
nice.
Would you accept this rose, Otto, for your birthday?
Oh, yeah.
Otto is opening his. I sent Otto.
I'm opening my gift now as we speak. You can't see this on the radio, but this is my New York Jets, who looked terrible again last night. Face mask.
Oh, his face mask.
Oh, there you go.
Which I will wear when I have my New York Jets backyard party next week.
That's right. So now Otto has his accessory, because that's all everyone, that's the most important thing, you know, for any party, is just to look the part, Otto.
Definitely. Well, maybe,
and I don't know who follows the Jets, but the Jets played last night. And unfortunately, as they usually do, they lost and they did not look really great. So we're going into this party next Sunday with a team that hasn't won any games this year. So we have a real big motivation to
change it. Who knows? Maybe they just need the Loos family together and it could change things, you know, so that might be really it.
Well, I actually used to have season tickets to the Jet games, going back to when they first started. And it cost $8 a seat. I had four seats at Shea Stadium. And it was great. It was a lot of fun. And the whole attitude was very different. And then as time evolved, and to be blunt about it, the owners got more greedy. And then all of a sudden, my $8 tickets, when they started to move to New Jersey, they wanted $16,000 for a seat license. So to give me the privilege of buying the tickets, which I did not do. But once a year, I went with 10 people, my family for the most part, to a Jet game. This year, because of COVID, we're not going to do that. We're going to do the Jet game in my backyard. With I'm going to project the game up on a screen, actually in the garage, with a tent on the outside of the garage. And I told them one of the things they have to do is when the game is over, we have to drive to New Jersey to make believe that, to make believe.
So you're stuck in the traffic?
Yeah. Because driving home from MetLife Stadium is a sheer disaster.
Yeah.
You know, it's an hour and a half to 2 hours most of the time.
To get to the toll.
Yeah. I mean, it's just terrible.
Horrible.
It really is.
See, so that's the perk. You don't have to do the traveling this go around.
Well, see, one of the things out of COVID that I'm leading into here is this is a positive in a way. That this is probably going to be the way we're going to do the future games, mm-hmm. as opposed to the cost of going with 10 people to a game. I can put a nice little spread out in my backyard for a game. And the deal is you can't go in the house. You can't watch the game on television in the house. And we are going to be our own halftime entertainment.
That's everybody, my favorite part.
Well, everybody has to bring something that makes noise, either a musical instrument or pots and pans or whatever. And we're going to march around the house several times at halftime. And then my wife, Bunny, is going to be the Jet girl, you know, that.
I love it. So good. This better be videotaped. This better be videotaped, Otto.
Yeah.
But that's an example of what COVID has done. Yeah, so you try to make the best of what you can. And,
right. And that's a great attitude, Otto. You know, maybe we're limited to what we can do. And, you know, limits aren't always a terrible thing, you know, and you just kind of make do with what you have. And I think you're doing, a terrific job. Recently we went back to the office at Clinton Martin Park. We had all been working from home for 6 months, and, you know, there was also a lot of cost savings involved, but, you know, not going into the office with gas. And also we used to always a couple of times a week bring our lunch in and order in and go out and shop. And there's a lot of shopping in the area, and that pretty much all stopped. And now
it's back. Okay.
Actually, it isn't, which I'm shocked. However, you know, I'm on personal, you know, first name basis with every Amazon, you know, delivery guy there is in my neighborhood. But, you know, I went back. I for my lunch hour, I'm walking. I'm taking that time to walk and do a little exercise. If I have to run an errand, I will. But I'm bringing my own lunch. We keep everything nice and contained. So I'm still saving money in certain ways. And certainly gas is cheaper, but it's interesting how we've adapted and continued in some way, you know, with the things we did to adjust at home. Not the greatest for the restaurant, said, you know, but,
What's interesting about that, some restaurants are actually doing better because the permission to be able to have outside dining has been very flexible. What probably would have taken years before to get a permit to allow you to set up outdoor dining, they were able to do it in like 2 minutes. All right. And I know several restaurants I've been to that really had limited indoor seating that now have beautiful patios, and they're doing. The one restaurant particularly, I really don't want to mention names because probably, you know, we should.
You're just mentioning things around town.
Won't tell anyone.
It's just your experience.
Well, I'll mention two recent experiences. There's one St. James in Mineola that has now a very, very nice patio in the backyard, which I had lunch on my birthday. My daughter and granddaughter took me there for lunch. And, you know, the place, they were doing a nice business outside. There's another one in Elmont we went to, Salvatore's of Elmont. They never had outdoor dining. Now they had outdoor dining and the place was packed. Inside, they had like two tables. So they're doing better. Both of those places are now adding heating capabilities.
Yeah, that's what I think is really good. You know, my husband and I, you know, we'll go to restaurants, but we're still just doing like the outdoor seating. You know, so it's just more comfortable for everyone. And listen, at the end of the day, I'm always the person that chooses to be outside anyway, you know, so I kind of like that in general. So having that option is really nice. And I was researching all these things because I was like, oh, you know, like what's going to happen now, you know, with the fall and the winter. And I'm so impressed. And I was saying this since the beginning with these restaurants that are really being innovative and figuring it out. And there's going to be pre-COVID, I actually went out east with my husband. This is nice for special occasions. Obviously, this isn't like, you know, every Friday kind of thing. But we did an igloo thing. So it's those clear igloos. I don't know if anyone's seen them. And
yes,
you have like little tables and there's little heaters in it. Super warm. And now my husband
doing that in the city.
Yeah, we went. We did that, you know, before COVID even happened. We went out for our anniversary, which was in December when we first, our dating anniversary, let's be clear. And we went and it was so cool. So now a lot of restaurants are going to be doing that in the city. They're doing that, Long Island a bunch. And there's also these adorable things, which I'm going to have to try, are these, they're called like mini greenhouses.
Mm.
So they're adorable. I have to look, I printed out all the restaurants that were going to be doing it. But, you know, and as Ada was saying, a lot of things are incorporating fire pits or, you know, heaters. We found that we went to this cute little low key place called Butler Cove in Oyster Bay last week just to get a quick bite. And, you know, we never were there, but we were trying to find an outdoor kind of low key thing and it was tucked away. You know, obviously a lot of boats go there. And I was talking to the owner and he was saying, you know, normally they would have been closed by now, but they're extending it. They added fire pits, they added heaters. So I think it's just, you know, nice. And like I said, you have to, obviously, if you're comfortable enough to go out and support these businesses, it's a nice thing to do. But if you're not comfortable, you know, takeout is always an option for these things, you know, because.
Well, I'm sorry, but some of the restaurants, unfortunately, do not have the capability physically to expand outside.
Right.
So those are the ones that are really suffering, if you will.
Absolutely.
Also, another thing maybe we could talk about when we return, because I'm getting some texts from my friends who I guess are listening, most musicians who are, you know, it's tough on them too, because there's really, you know, no way to gather more than a certain amount of people and you can't have too many musicians on the stage at the same time. So that has really impacted Long Island's entertainers as well. But with that being said, we'll talk about that when we return. This is Project Independence and You, and we will be back after a short break.